This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. Houston ISD has settled a lawsuit with parents who sued the district earlier this year over how district staff were referring to their child. The parents claimed that school officials used masculine pronouns and name for their child without parental permission. Under the settlement, the parents agreed to drop the suit after the district agreed to instruct the staff to refer to their child with the child's given name and female pronouns. Fort Bend County Judge K.P. George has reported more than $4,000 in stolen campaign funds. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us more.
Houston police have identified a person of interest who used to work for the law firm that's representing George as he battles his own criminal charges. That's according to a court filing in George's case from late last month. George reported the missing campaign funds in October. According to court records, George reported unauthorized transfers from his campaign account to an apartment complex, T-Mobile, and Xfinity. The person of interest is not named in the court filings. From the Fort Bend County Bureau, I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
A Houston man has been convicted of attempting to smuggle high-powered semiconductors to China. The federal case was unsealed Monday after Alan Hsu pleaded guilty last month. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Ganji said Hsu purchased $160 million worth of powerful chips designed to run artificial intelligence.
And we're not talking about AI like ChatGPT or Google's Gemini. Rather, this AI can be used for direct military applications, such as designing weapons, operating drones, and analyzing intelligence data.
Prosecutors did not comment on what specifically the chips were going to be used for or who organized the scheme. Hsu has a sentencing hearing set for February 18th. A local school district says one of its employees was seriously injured this morning after being hit by a bus. Angleton ISD says the incident occurred at the transportation center. KHOU reports that the incident occurred as the employee was walking to work. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.